Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Whistle and Fish. Whistle and Fish, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Sick fool, still trying hard to lose a game that I can't help but win. The details of the night before are fading from my mind, and the memory of who you are is leaving me behind. Maybe it's a phase or just a flaw in my design, but even the most well-intentioned man can't keep his head on all. What's your name? I need to know just who to blame for making me give in to my temptations once again. This tends to happen as a rule. I'm like a lonesome, lovesick fool, still trying hard to lose a game that I can't help but win.
Thank you. You just tuned in to Red Barn Radio. Whistlin' Fish is dad, Will Parsons, and his two sons, Billy and Matthew, and dad, Will's partner, Megan, with whom he's played music for many years. And then Melissa Caskey is back there thumping the bass. She is a person, but not a parson, as someone
quipped. The kid's eldest sister, Rachel, who's out there in Radio Land, has always called me Megan Person. As well. That is what I'm in her phone as, Megan Person.
Rachel, you know good and well that the best songs that I've ever written, you wrote the best lines of. There's my confession.
So Rachel
she's written
is,
a lot of great songs herself.
Rachel is your daughter.
That's correct. She's my oldest, and she's got red hair, and she's difficult to get along with. That's not true. She's a lovely, lovely individual.
Well, actually, we have her right here behind the curtain. Well, it's like, come on out, Rachel. We should get Rachel to come sometime to visit the program. These guys are playing the mic the traditional way, and there's all this choreography up here. They're sort of, you know, swaying back and forth between each other. Have you ever, you know, banged each other in the head with the headstock of the instrument and that sort of thing?
Mostly, and I think, you know, statistically, the person most likely to get hit in the head on the stage up here is Megan. And I don't know why that is, but past has indicated that she's the one most likely to get hit in the head. She's the one that gets hit in the head most often.
Did you all go to traditional music school as well? You start, Matthew.
Thank you for moderating and letting us know which one to go first, because we'd have a fight about it for sure. The answer is no, we've never gone to music school of any kind whatsoever, other than the School of Parsons, which is to say, when we were very young, we had an option. You could either do math for half an hour, or you could play guitar for 2 hours, which as a young child, you're like, oh, half an hour is 30 minutes. But 30 minutes, that's a long time. But 2 hours, well, two's less than 30. Obviously, we should have chosen math, but we chose guitar every time. So we ended up playing a lot of music that way, and we just loved it when we were little. And so Dad said, here are the chords, figure it out. And we did, and we played heathen music all through middle school and high school, and then came back around to Celtic music, and from there into old-time music and into bluegrass and then into country. We came back to bluegrass in the way that bluegrass developed in the first place.
Celtic was the gateway into bluegrass music for you?
I think Monty Python was and the Beatles were.
Oh, yeah. Monty Python and the Beatles. All British culture. Now, Megan is very, very close to British culture. Her whole family is British, fresh off the boat. We love to hear her talk English. When we came back around to bluegrass, that is to say, in high school, I did it through Celtic music, which was because Billy was listening to Celtic music, and I couldn't have that, right? I had to do it if he was doing it.
Billy, what was it that got you into Celtic music?
It was probably a combination of Tim O'Brien and a mixed CD that Megan gave us when we were small children.
Very small.
A couple of Celtic tunes on it, and I just heard it. And there's some sort of gene that has to make people like me and Matt and Megan and Dad and Melissa more susceptible to wanting to listen to Celtic music, because when I heard that stuff, it just sort of clicked in a way that other music didn't and still hasn't in a lot of ways also. It's like a button had pushed on and that was it. Probably could attribute it to the fiddle more than anything else. I do play the mandolin, which is sort of the cheating way of playing the fiddle, right?
Right.
It's tuned the same way, you just won't have to be able to use a bow. And we'll make Megan do the hard stuff.
Built a world for me today. It's the first thing I've done for myself since I don't know when. I built a world for me today. It's a house on a field in the wold, and it holds me all in. I built a world. Tell me what they think is right. I built a world for me today. It's out amongst the trees, and the breeze keeps me cool through the night. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't. My hands like to make. I built a world for me today, where I take whatever I take the notion to take. I built a world for me today, made a barn and a swing in the yard and a bunch of. I built a world for me today. You're welcome for free, but your money, you can't pay your way in. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't. I built a world that's only for so I can have something that's real, I can feel and believe in. I built a world for me today. It's a place in the space of my mind, and it's no kind for leaving. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, with the heart of a wandering child. Today I built a
I do love classical music, and I loved it then. I just wanted to be able to play everything, and I couldn't play everything. And I heard a bluegrass record, and I didn't know how they were doing it. And I didn't like that I couldn't play it. Every ad at college was like, needing band members for a ska band and for a jazz band. And I went to every practice. I joined every band.
Always with your violin.
Yeah, yeah. And so then that led me to bluegrass, more specifically. I ended up in East Tennessee and eventually met Will, just met a lot of great musicians that opened my mind to folk music.
Do you think you can do classical and traditional violin both really well?
Of course.
I mean, Mark O'Connor would be maybe one example of someone
yeah, you just
I know
have
of
to
who can do
keep
that.
It up. It's like anything. You have to practice that stuff as well. It all requires, every style requires practice. I guess I just love pure tone and great ability, and so those players have great technique, and so that's what I emulate. Stuart Duncan is really one of my favorite players in the world, and he's not classically trained, but he can play classical music if he wanted. He can play anything. And he was at fiddle camp, too, and he could play anything. Just good technique enables you to play anything.
Do you ever get sore?
Yes.
And where? Is it your wrist or your elbow or your
back.
Shoulder?
I hunch over. I hunch over and I get tight. I try and teach it with yoga now. I teach music with yoga ideas. Relax. Everyone is always, relax.
Pinching pennies, pinching pennies, pinching pennies, Adeline. I can't beat you. I can't beat you anytime. So put your money on the ground, and I'll match you round for round. And when I've won and you have lost, you know just what a lesson cost. Pinching pennies, pinching pennies, pinching pennies in the air. Make them call it, you can call it, if you call it fair and square. Let me give that coin a squeeze, and it'll do whatever I please. You have to pay the devil's due. Pitching pennies in the well. I make a wish, I've got a wish, I've got a wish, but I can't tell. You can beg me till you're blue, but I'll never breathe a word to you, 'cause I know that if I do, I'll never see my wish come true. Pitching pennies, pitching pennies in the government plate. It don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter about Watergate. Well, I'm back off to work. Rolling in, looking forward to the time that I'll get back my copper dime. Pinching pennies, pinching pennies, pinching pennies in the
tune to please you. We can dance here in the street. So put your little hand in mine, then I know that we can find a way to make the dream come true. A lifetime of just me and you.
Is life on the 144 relaxing?
Sometimes? Yes, sometimes it can be, as we try. When you go and visit the animals, it's relaxing.
Why is it that you all laugh? I mean, the people listening on the radio are saying right now, you know, why is everybody laughing?
There's a lot of animals and a lot of kids.
Just craziness. Yeah.
And a lot of people to feed every night.
I think that it speaks to our ability to stand one another, that despite the fact that we have three separate living facilities, everyone has dinner in the same place every night, and it's not the biggest building.
It took lots of practice to learn I prefer coffee black. And now that it's formed as a habit, there's no cause I forced it, don't mean that ain't what I need. An honest pretender who hasn't got much up his sleeve. I'd like to think liquor and women have made me a man, but the truth is I don't know for sure.
Do you raise food for yourselves or for others as well?
We don't sell very much of our food. Our mother does, Matthew and I's mother. She lives in West Virginia, and she raises a huge garden, and our stepfather, Steve, who Matthew mentioned, has a cattle farm, and they sell meat commercially and vegetables as well. We mostly, at the 144, are interested in subsistence farming, so we try to produce as much of our own food as possible. A lot of visitors come over, and whenever somebody new comes over, or somebody old, we sort of shove on the latest comestible that we've come up with. We've just ventured into the roast suckling pig. It's incredible.
Where do all the guests come from? Are they mostly just friends, musicians?
You know, a lot of people from the school. Dad teaches at Morehead State, and Megan as well teach at Morehead State, and Melissa went to classes there. Sarah Kate, who's in the audience here, Sarah Kate Morgan, national dulcimer champion and singer extraordinaire, has come out to the property many times, and lots of other students from the school. Old friends from Tennessee come, and anybody and everybody. We invite everyone we meet, and some of them show up.
Before Whistling Fish wraps up this evening, we'd like to take a moment to thank our guests here in the audience. Great that you all could be here in the house with us. It's always wonderful to have a house full, and thanks for coming here and being with us. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. For now, let's welcome back Whistling Fish.
a big red nose and he beats his old lady with a rubber hose. But he takes her out to dinner and buys her new clothes. And that's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. Stood up and laughed. I thought it was a joke, and that's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Whistle and Fish for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.